Hello, this is Aaron from Family First.
Yes, hi, Aaron. This is Bobby Artist. I was calling because I had a missed call from you guys, and I think I was following up because of my time sheet as well.
I wouldn't call you because of your time sheet. Let me see. You are the client. You're a caregiver, I'm assuming, correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, what's the client's name?
Michael Newkirk.
Oh, Newkirk. Let me see. Newkirk.
New case. It just started this Saturday.
Let me pull this up and see. Cause, if I call, let me see why I call. All right, Newkirk. All right, let me see. Okay. He is, 4936 North Uber Street, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, the reason I was calling is because I wasn't calling because of the timesheet. I'll look and see in the system why he was called. But I was calling because I have to get Mr. Newkirk's client service agreement signed. It's a document on my computer that just has your schedule as a caregiver and your duties goes as client folder, something that we have because of the insurance company when they audit us. And he has Keystone First. Let me see. Mm-hmm. In the notes, I must not have been able to get him on the phone. Yeah, that's what it must have been. I couldn't get him on the phone when I called. Let me see what I have available. Because I see your shift is later, so I'm not sure if you're there. Your shift looks like it's, what, 6 to 8?
Yes. Yes. Well, we live together, but
okay.
But I probably won't be home until like around 5.
Well, it won't be today. I'm scheduled for either Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay.
Whatever is more convenient for you guys. I would actually say, because I started scheduled for Wednesday. Thursday is probably better, unless it's, because I'll be in West Philly on Wednesday. I started scheduling West. So I would say Thursday between 12 and 2, I could come by there and get that signed pretty much in and out, unless you guys have any questions, which I encourage you do. That's about home care or anything the service coordinator hasn't answered. Feel free to run it by me. If not, I'm pretty much in and out. I can do that for Thursday between 12 and 2. And let me check and see. Oh, it says on here. That's right. You guys have the same number in the system. It's one number.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm not a phone right now.
Got you. Let me see something. Case started 3-7. So Ms. Cordona put to 7 hours ago. Case started on 3-7. So that's 2 days ago. Timesheet link was provided. Timesheets are normal when a case first starts, because I guess you're probably getting your code to clock in and things of that nature. So
I downloaded it. Like she sent me the link to download it, and they told me if I had any questions, feel free to reach out, which I sent her a text with the code, the ID number that it gave me. And then I texted to her, but nobody texted me back. And so I wasn't able to clock in or out on Saturday or Sunday. I forgot to let her know today.
I'll send Cordona a message. Let me see. Her last name, so the case coordinator for Mr. Newkirk, her name is Valeria Cardona. So C-A-R is her first three letters of her name. So my number that I called you from, this is actually a cell phone. I don't work in the office. She does. So they have it's an app on my cell phone, on my personal cell phone. They have the ability to respond via text. I don't. But she's the one that is in control of it. She needs to put, you got to fill that timesheet out, send it to her, whether it's via text or email. And she puts the time, she's in charge of that for you. Putting that timesheet in, let me see. DCW called me in regard to time she needs. He said he text you for more information. She needs to reach out to you to finalize that. But yeah, she'll take care of that. She has until Wednesday. The care coordinators have until Wednesday because the outsourced payrolls, they have until Wednesday to get everything, Wednesday morning to get everything situated. Caregivers themselves are going to turn everything in by today, by Monday, normally Monday at noon. But the actual case coordinators, when they deal internally with payroll, they have until Wednesday to situate everything, send it to the payroll company so she checks on Thursday. But I'll do Thursday between 12 and 2 and come out and get that sign at the address located. And like I said, it's a short business. It's not an assessment like the service coordinator does. It's short. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much in and out. But I'll forward Ms. Cardona the message. But if you ever need to contact her directly, if you, she doesn't answer from what, or respond to the text, the way you can get her line is the office number is 267-551-7400. Mine is 7412, which comes to record.
Yeah, I have like four different phones, so I was like, yeah. I just be calling the last one that called, to be honest with you.
Yeah, understandable. It's 7400, but then you dial by directory. And her last name, yep, C-A-R. So you put in C-A-R, and the gallery is Cardona, and that's how you would get her. So she doesn't respond by 4:13, end of business. If you don't get a response by early tomorrow, I would say make sure you call her by noon tomorrow to make sure she has the correct time sheet information.
Okay, and what was it? Oh, yeah, 12 and 2. I'm not needed there, am I? Because I won't be able to work.
That's okay. Fine. Yeah, as long as he's available.
Yeah, he's available.
Yeah, as long as he's available, answer the phone. I'll call about 15 minutes prior to me coming by there to let him know I'm on my way. Yeah, as long as he answers the door, and I can go ahead and get that sign that, that works.
Yep, I'll take care of it.
All right, Purple, I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.